And we are live. Welcome to the Strategy Show. It is Friday, March 22nd. I am Josh Engelman here to break down an 8-game NBA slate, unless you play on FanDuel, at which point you are playing a 5-gamer. We are brought to you by DraftKings Pick 6. If you haven't signed up there yet, link in the description. 100% deposit match bonus and up to $100 in Pick 6 credits, all with just a $5 deposit. So, what's up, everybody? I hope things went well for you yesterday. Don't be afraid to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. I'm uncomfortable in my seat. Came close last night. Thought I was going to be able to pick up a dub, but pittered out at 15th last night. Not great, but that's okay because I didn't get it done. But the Stochastic team did. Shout out to Steve Buzzard, a.k.a. DeColtz. Picked up the dub in the fadeaway last night and grabbed himself a nice, crisp $50,000. Had a good day in the betting streets. I ended up probably like a unit and a half, so I'll take what I can get. That includes picking up an L on Prize Picks once again. Yuck. And then today, I made a mistake. And it stinks. I've done this 2 or 3 times before. Got to cross my fingers. So for those that care, I made my prize picks today. Brandon Pajemski, more than whatever PRA. And then what was supposed to be LeBron James, less than whatever the line is, PRA. Well, I put it in as more. And I wasn't paying attention. And by the time I realized that it was too late and I couldn't cancel the entry. But I'm a man of honor. I will never play something on Prize Picks that I haven't done myself. So I placed that wager again. So no matter what, one of those two are going to lose. But I have it LeBron more and LeBron less. So as long as Brandon Pajemski can cross his can go over his number, then I will guarantee myself some profit. However, we need the under for the LeBron side. But I can't let that hang out there. I got to place the actual card that I recommend to everybody. But I also need to start paying attention and being a little smarter because I definitely just cost myself $100 if it wins. Not smart. All right, 8 games to break down. Lots to talk about here today. So if you're here and you're ready to talk a little NBA, you're in luck because that's exactly what we're about to do. Yeah, should be a fun slate. It's a weird one. Not a lot of value out there right now. Not a lot of standout plays. So I'm expecting to have a couple spots where I'm just really heavy. Ooh, also something we're going to talk about. This one's kind of, I don't want to say exciting, but I'm going to make a list at the end of the show with the guys that I have pretty big stands on and the guys that the Stochastic Sims have a pretty big stand on. And whoever is in both of those lists, we're going to call that like the Strategy Show core for today, at least to start the day. So wherever myself and the Stochastic Sims are in heavy agreement, I think we can go ahead and assume that they are some of our favorite plays for today. So we're going to circle back to that one when we finish it off. But for now, let's get into it. The Boston Celtics are 13-point favorites in Detroit. There's a 223-point total in this spot. Yuck. 3 games with 13-point or higher lines today. Now, Boston stuff to talk about. Jaylen Brown's got a Q tag. Sam Hauser is probable. Al Horford's questionable. Kristaps Porzingis is questionable. And Jason Tatum is questionable. There's no way to break this down right now, and I think you guys understand that. If everybody is in, I actually do like Jason Tatum at relatively low ownership. Should be able to smack the Pistons around. I only got him in 12% of my lineups. He's projected for 4% ownership. Not a lot really to say here. Highest optimal guy in the boom bust tool is 5% to Jason Tatum. It's just really hard to talk about these guys when you have 4 of the 6 best guys on the team currently questionable. So this is going to be more of a deeper dive discussion or live before lock discussion. We need to figure out who's actually going to be playing. If anybody's missing, everybody gets incremental updates or upgrades. If more than one person is missing, it gets even more extreme. So it's possible Boston looks awesome. But for right now, it's really hard to talk about it. We could have value in multiple places. The problem here, though, is Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser are both already 5K. So we're not squeezing in too much. Now, if we go over to the Detroit side, this is a spot that is really just gross. Actually, let's hop over to the Stochastic Sims quickly and just see if we have anything interesting on Boston. I don't assume that we do, but we might as well check. Looks like Jason Tatum is the only guy that made a lineup. Nope. We got Jason Tatum. I'm just clicking buttons right now as if I know what I'm doing. Unfavorite. Favorite 150. Now let's try to sort that again. There we go. Yeah. Jason Tatum showed up in two lineups, and that was it. So that's where we're at. Pistons. So no ownership is really coming into Detroit. However, this is a team that is now missing Simone Fontecchio, Taj Gibson, Quentin Grimes, Isaiah Stewart, Asar Thompson, and now Stanley Amude, who fractured his ankle last time out. The highest owned guy for the Pistons at this moment is 8% ownership to Troy Brown, who's the flat 3K, power forward only. We have Troy Brown 7% optimal, 8% owned. I agree that he's the best option. And because there's not a lot of value, I got to 25% Troy Brown. I'm not happy about this. He's a terrible per minute guy. 0.42 over the last month. Now, that's not a lot of minutes. He's usually around like 0.7. It's a terrible spot. But they're running out of bodies, and he plays a role that a lot of those guys that are out plays. So we have to look at Troy Brown as a value option. And then I'm not really getting to much else. I got a couple shares of Chimesi Metu. He's basically the same situation as Troy Brown. He's cheap, and they have to fill some minutes. I barely got any Cade, Fournier, Durin, because this is Boston on the opposite side. If they're at full strength, this is the number two defense, the number one offense, a team that plays 24th in pace. None of this looks good for the Pistons, but we're going to need the starting lineup to find out which value piece we're really getting to. If Troy Brown happens to start today, he's going to become a value option that we have to get to. I don't think anybody wants to hear that information, but unfortunately it is true. Now, if we look at the Pistons, the only guy that we got to in the Stochastic Sims was 7% of Troy Brown. No one else showed up. No Cade, no Ivy, no Durin, just Troy Brown. So this first game is about as bad as you could possibly imagine. And I don't, like, it'll get better, but I don't know how much better it's going to get. 35% aggregate ownership to the Pistons and Celtics. That's the lowest amount of ownership on the slate. Also, is everybody ready to like lay off me for a little bit after Dylan Brooks had a massive game yesterday? Let's ignore the fact that he got tossed. Finally had a little bit of a coming out party after I recommended them for the past 2 weeks. Now, let's get to game number two so we can start talking about a little bit more interesting stuff. And that's going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder. 15-point favorites in Toronto, 229 total. I'd be very curious to see if this line got to 20 if it were in Oklahoma City. Or if it were Boston, I guess. 15% ownership to Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey, Lu Dort, SGA. 30 to Chet Holmgren, who's coming off that massive, massive day. He's at 1.3 fantasy points per minute as of late. Now, I'm getting to everybody from Oklahoma City in the starting lineup, and you should. Toronto's defense is dreadful. They play fast enough. They're missing everybody of relevance, basically. So I got to right around the field on Shea. I'm a little heavier on Dort. I expect that to go away as we get value throughout the day. dead neutral on Josh Giddey, dead neutral on Jalen Williams. Now, I am a little light on Chet. He's 7,400. I think he looks great. He's probably my preferred option. But if he's going to be twice as owned as everybody else, I'm probably just going to be able to find a little bit more love for other centers. Doesn't mean he doesn't look good. 20% usage, 12% assist rate, 16% rebounding rate. They're at full strength. They're just going to beat Toronto badly here. Now, I think the boom bust tool tells a pretty big story. 15% ownership to all those guys, as I mentioned. 15% optimal to Chet. He's 30% owned. That's sizable negative leverage. So it makes me feel good that I'm coming in a little bit lighter, but still getting to him. Now, there's some negative leverage on all of these guys, but I think you're really just trying to get to whatever you can from the Thunder because of how bad the Raptors are. Now, if we look at Stochastic Sims, where do we land here for OKC? Stochastic Sim got to 30% of Chet Holmgren, around 13% for Lu Dort and Shea, 8% to Giddey, and 7% to Jalen Williams. So we're seeing it in a similar way, taking a little bit bigger of a stand on some of the ancillary pieces. We are still getting to a bit more of Chet. But this is very clearly something different than what we just looked at for Boston and Detroit. This is a lot of exposure coming in here and fully warranted. So any starter that you want to get to from OKC is a priority, to at least a priority. Chet grades out as the best, much more in line with a cash play, if you want to go there. I do think he looks like an interesting guy to try to fade in a large field GPP if you're playing a lot of lineups. But the whole starting five for Oklahoma City looks fantastic. God, my nose is so itchy when I start talking. Okay. Then we go to Toronto. So Toronto, no Barnes, no Barrett, no Poeltl, no Emmanuel Quickley. We got the starting lineup of Brown, Trent, Dick, Olynyk, Akpaji, last time out. We have lots of ownership coming in here. We need to have a big conversation. Kelly Olynyk is projected for 34% ownership. I got to 8. Olynyk is also... Okay. We're going to have to go ahead and disregard Kelly Olynyk's stuff for right now. He is wildly overprojected. Kelly Olynyk will not look like this later on. We have him 37% optimal. Something in the projections is not coming through correctly. That's a 1.37 fantasy point per minute rate for Kelly Olynyk. That will get corrected. There's no scenario where he can project for those sorts of rates. I'm as aggressive as I can be in this game for Olynyk, and I only got to 1.2. So I expect the ownership to come down pretty dramatically, probably into the high teens, at which point I will probably be a little bit more interested in Kelly Olynyk because he does look good, but he looks awful at 34% ownership. I am getting to a little bit of Oshae Akpaji at 4,100. I'm 2Xing the field. It's just a value piece with an MPE and a nice price tag. I'm getting over the field on Gary Trent, who gets a massive usage bump with no Quickley around, up to 25%. I think Grady Dick is fully reasonable. I think, you know, someone like Jameis Ramsey as a value play when we don't have any is reasonable. Similar story for Jontae Porter, who didn't get enough minutes last time out. Bruce Brown's pulling 13% ownership. I'm not getting to it right now, but I understand why he's getting some love. There are pieces from Toronto that look good. I wouldn't say that anybody immediately jumps out. They look like large field GPP pivots because they're 15-point dogs. This is a horrific spot for Toronto. Lots of ownership coming in on the FanDuel side as well. But again, the main takeaway, don't read into this Kelly Olynyk ownership. That is going to come down in a bit. Stochastic Sims, I assume, are just jamming Kelly Olynyk. Yeah, 77% exposure. Like I said, ignore that. It is not going to look like that, I promise. But it's scattered ownership to everybody else, and I think that's what Toronto looks like. Because there's so many guys out, there's just so much like secondary to tertiary value. 9% Akbaji, 7% Porter, Bruce Brown, Jameis Ramsey, Grady Dick, and Gary Trent all get into lineups. And that's sort of how I see it as well. No major stands, but a nice way to get different on a day where if Toronto could hang into this game in the slightest bit, you start to be a little bit more interested in those starters because they're in a role that they don't normally have. Yeah, I was very happy with that Nikola Jokic game last night. That helped out a bit. Also, not having Amen Thompson and Malik Monk was helpful. Didn't have the full keys to the tippy top, but I mean, I got to 15th, and I think I had five in the top 150. I can't complain. I just need to get a little luckier is all. All right, so we got two games down. Six more to go. Pulling up my phone here because it's easier for me to do it on my phone. Schedule for the rest of the day. Okay, I thought there was another show. There isn't. I am back at 5 p.m. with DK for the deeper dive. We'll take that up to 6. You get Greg and Eric for Live Before Lock from 6 to 7. And then myself and Greg will be back for playback at 7 o'clock. If you want to watch games with us, it's really fun. Playback.tv/stochastic. Link in the description if you're interested. If you have League Pass, you could watch along with us. Same stream, no latency. We're all just hanging out, watching the same game, talking news, talking bets, talking DFS, talking whatever we want. We could have a fun conversation. And we could hop around to any games that are on League Pass. If you don't have League Pass, you might be able to snag one of our 40 VIP passes that will allow you to watch the games with us, even without even having League Pass. We started to have some news that we might be seeing some other sports in the future. So keep your eyes peeled for that. I mean, so like I did have a, I mean, like I was profitable yesterday. So like I had as good of a slate as you could have without getting into one of the like exponential payout spots. Like, it's just one of those things where like if 15th becomes 5th, I make like way more money, but it's just, I couldn't get into that where the prices just, or where the payouts just really start to climb in a big way. I just couldn't get to that point. But yeah, I was, all told, I had a pretty good day of like getting things right. And those are the days that you just cross your fingers and hope. But like, I had a lot of PJ Washington. And if I remember correctly, he was not very good. There was another, like, and then, you know, I had a big stand on Keon Ellis. Like, I had a few too many landmines that stopped me from getting all the way to the top, but not enough to stop me from like being able to lock in a bunch of caches. But yeah, what was I ultimately up yesterday? So yeah, anything in the top 156 is a top 1% lineup. So I had 5 lineups in the top 156. I had 4 in the top 100, as high as 15th. But like 15th is $300. 7th is $1,000. 5th is $2,000. Could completely change the name. Yeah, Dayron Sharpe didn't help either. But I got 1394 back on 990. So you know, I was up like 40% yesterday. So in theory, I had a pretty good day, but you're hoping that in situations like that, you can catch the outlier payout. Well, Ron, it didn't help that Ellis got benched along with Keegan Murray. That was a pretty big death sentence there. All right. New Orleans Pelicans. 4-point dogs in Miami. 205 total. Lowest total on the slate. There's 2 top 10 defenses and 2 bottom 10 teams in pace. The big problem here, so we're probably not going to have Brandon Ingram, who left yesterday with a knee injury. Not official, but I think we're all in agreement. He ain't playing. Still didn't get to much of the Pelicans, though. Doesn't create as much value as you would expect, except for one spot. It's single-digit ownership to everybody other than CJ McCollum. McCollum is 14% owned. I got to 21. He's a $6,500 point guard today. Massive usage rate and assist rate bumps with Brandon Ingram off the floor. I probably can pull that up and show you guys. Let's see how quickly I can get to it. I should start taking screenshots of this stuff. So when the guys that are going to play in the rotation today are on the floor and Brandon Ingram is not. So any combination of five guys of the 10 that are going to play today, CJ McCollum has played 272 minutes, 560 possessions. He has a 27% usage rate in that time. And he bumps up to 8.5 assists per 100 possession. So big bump to rate for CJ McCollum with no Brandon Ingram. Zion does see a usage bump. He's up to 32% usage and a big assist bump. He gets up to 11 assists per 100 possessions. However, even with a 32% usage rate and a 34% assist rate, he's 8,800 now in power forward only. I think he looks good, not great. And I think that's why you're seeing everybody else from New Orleans have single-digit optimal rates except for CJ. I think CJ is clearly the best guy you can get to because of his price. However, I do want to get to these other pieces. I have a bit of Herb Jones more than the field, a little bit of Jovell more than the field. I've got some Trey Murphy. I've got some Zion. But I think the main guy you want to get to in this spot is CJ McCollum. Now, if we check out where the stochastic sims stand here, 13% exposure to McCollum, 6 to Zion, 3 to Herb, 2 to Trey Murphy, 2 to Jovell. We're getting it in similar ways. I just happen to have a little bit more CJ. Now, we have basically the same projection. I have 34 fantasy points. We have 33.95. Basically in the same zone as Zion. The only reason we're not getting more of the Pelicans is how bad this matchup is. Just so much defense and no pace. And that is kind of limiting in the game that has the lowest total on the slate. The New Orleans Pelicans probably have the lowest implied total of any team. That's just not going to be helpful here. Now, for Miami, we've got a questionable tag on Bam. He obviously missed last time out. Jovic and Caleb Martin are both available. Still no Duncan Robinson. And if we look at Miami, again, this is not a very good spot. It's 6% ownership to Terry Rozier as the highest owned guy for Miami. We have 8% optimal to Rozier. That's the highest optimal rate for Miami. It's a bad game. It's a bad game environment. There's no ownership at all coming into these guys. This is the second lowest owned game. And the only reason that's stopping is CJ McCollum. I got the 5% of Terry Rozier. I got the 7% of Jimmy Butler. I'm probably not getting to much else here from Miami. It's just a pretty bad game. It's really that easy. And I assume the stochastic sims will see this the exact same way. Because there's just not, it's not the right kind of game environment. There you go. 3% exposure to Terry Rozier, 1 to Jimmy Butler. This is just not a game that we should be talking about. Jimmy Butler revenge game? Revenge for what? What am I forgetting here, Marcos? What does Jimmy need revenge to the New Orleans Pelicans for? Were they supposed to draft him or something? I don't know where you're going with that one, Marcos, but I'm intrigued nonetheless. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I forgot about the scrap last time. All right, Cleveland Cavaliers, 6-point dogs in Minnesota. We have a 209 total here. This pack of three games, Pelicans, Miami, 205, Cleveland, Minnesota, 209, Memphis, San Antonio, 209. Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So for this one, Cavs, no Mitchell, no Mobley, no Strus, no Wade. We are getting to a little bit of Cleveland, even in a bad spot, or what could probably be a bad spot, depending on who ends up in here for the Grizzlies. Sorry, for the Wolves. We have 15% ownership going to Caris LeVert, around 15 for Isaac Okoro, around 10 for George Niang. We did get Jared Allen and Isaac Okoro to 10% optimal. LeVert knocking on the door. A little bit of negative leverage on everybody here for Cleveland, except for Jared Allen. I got to 11% LeVert. That price is up to 7,400, but he's been a revelation as of late. 23% usage in this game, 34% assist rate, higher than Darius Garland, by the way. So I don't mind getting to LeVert, but the price is just getting to a point where it's more difficult, especially in a bad matchup against Minnesota. I got to a bit of Niang, who I have in for 30 minutes. They're just shorthanded. They need somebody to play those sorts of minutes. The fact that he has an MPE is helpful. Only 9% owned. I got 14. Similar for Okoro. Do I want to play him? No. But he's going to play 34 minutes. He's small forward eligible. It's a tough position to fill. He's only 4,500. He stinks. He's a 0.7 fantasy point per minute guy. But he's in 15% of my lineups. I like pieces of Cleveland because they are just playing some of these guys major minutes. But I wouldn't want to say that anybody is a high-level priority. If we check out the Cleveland Cavaliers in the stochastic sim, we got to 13% of LeVert. Makes sense. We got to 9% of Okoro. Makes sense. We're not as big of a believer in George Niang as I am. You know, it's George Niang, so I'm not really stressing it. We did get a couple shares of Jared Allen, a couple shares of Sam Merrill. I'm surprised to not see a little bit more Jared Allen, but he's up to 8,400. And even playing 35 minutes a night, kind of a big price tag, maybe a little bit too tough to get to. But this entire matchup can change depending on how Minnesota breaks. Because we have a Q tag on Anthony Edwards, a Q tag on Rudy Gobert, and a Q tag on Naz Reid. Now, Gobert has missed 4 out of his last 5. Naz Reid didn't play last time out. We're projecting 13% ownership to Rudy Gobert. Single digits to everyone else. Only guy that got north of 10% optimal is Rudy Gobert. I got to 9% of Gobert, so a little bit under the field, but decent. I got to some shares of Edwards, some shares of Slo-Mo. But this is still a good Cleveland D, no matter how many dudes they're missing. And they're currently playing at the 30th pace, as slow as anybody could possibly be. So it's really hard to want to get to Minnesota. We're talking about a team losing like 3 possessions. There's no love here. But if Edwards gets ruled out, massive changes. If Gobert is out, we're paying very close attention to Naz Reid. If Gobert and Naz Reid are both out, then we start talking about Luka Garza and Jaden McDaniels and Kyle Anderson playing more minutes. So this one's a little bit in flux, but if everybody's in, there are no overwhelming priorities. If we look at Minnesota in the stochastic sims, 21% exposure to Rudy Gobert and not a single share of anyone else for the Wolves. So it's Gobert season if he's in. And at 7,600, I like it. 1.1 fantasy points per minute. We just don't know if he's in. So, first 4 games, we really haven't had a lot to talk about. Hasn't been that appealing, you know? Now, though, we could talk a little bit about the sponsor of this show. That would be DraftKings. Pick 6. You get an instant 100% deposit match bonus up to $100 in pick 6 credits. Got to be a new user. Got to click the link in the description to get that done. Very different mechanism for pick 6 in comparison to some of the other pick'em sites. I highly recommend you go check out Eric's pick 6 content. We've got a lot of videos regarding pick 6 on our Odd Shopper channel that I think will help you out. If you're not familiar with the game environment, pick 6 credits expire 4,320 hours after being issued. That's roughly 180 days. That's really funny to see. Very funny to see. But get those pick 6 credits and start firing away. You have an opportunity while playing pick 6 to create large scale payouts, but you got to understand the game itself. It is unique. in comparison to other things you play because it's peer-to-peer. Make sure you're learning what you're doing first. Then you can use tools like Oddshopper to help you out. But for now, I want you to sign up clicking the link in the description. Nick Thompson, I certainly hope so, man. This ice cold streak on Prize Picks is pretty brutal. Ugh, it's not good. Nick, I might have to ask you to stop trailing me, or at least fade me. Get something good out of it. All right, Memphis Grizzlies. They're 6-point dogs in San Antonio, another 209 total. Good spot for Memphis, for sure. No Desmond Bain, probably. He's doubtful with back soreness. Q-tag John Conchar, Q-tag Scottie Pippen, doubtful tag Vince Williams, still without Luke Kennard for personal reasons. Lots of ownership coming into Memphis. This is the first game that we have to talk about that's major. 30% ownership to G.G. Jackson. 30% ownership to Jake LaRavia. 30% ownership to John Conchar. 30% ownership to Scottie Pippen. Around 10 for Aldama. 10 for Jaren Jackson. Lots coming in here. Now, I am lighter on some of these guys, but I have double-digit exposure to 5 separate plays from the Grizzlies. Spurs are, at best, an average defense. They're the number 2 team in pace. Pricing sort of works here for Memphis, especially with Bane not in. We see 7 guys north of 10% optimal, 4 north of 20% optimal. That's Conchar, Goodwin, who we can ignore for right now, Scottie Pippen, and Jake LaRavia. Don't know if Jordan Goodwin's going to play in this game or not. So that one's a tricky one. We got to see him start to ever want to get to him. But I want to get to a bunch of this. G.G. Jackson is a bit of a struggle for me. I went 33 minutes. He's 6,200, small forward, power forward eligible. I have him in for 0.97 fantasy points per minute in this matchup. He's been at 0.86 over the past month. So I gave him an extra tenth of a point. Still having trouble getting to him if he's going to be 34% owned, though. That seems like too big of a number. We're bigger believers in G.G. Jackson. We also gave him 2 more minutes. So it's possible that I need to bump his minutes up later today. LaRavia. Similar story here. 30% owned. I like him, but I'm a little bit under the field. Triple J is not the guy I'm under the field, though. 11% owned. I've got 23. Give me the best player on the team if I'm getting to anything from Memphis. Power forward, center eligible. Nice price tag. 1.25 fantasy points per minute and a 33% assist rate when Bane isn't around. Conchar's pulling 34% ownership. Scares me a little bit if Pippen is back. I only got to 17% of Conchar. Still 17% exposure. I'm over on Aldama, who's playing massive minutes right now. 6,400 power forward center, around a fantasy point per minute. And then I'm getting to Scottie Pippen if he's in. 5,200 point guard only. I went 26 minutes. We went 25 minutes. We have him 23% optimal, but I'm under the field here. So I like Memphis. But however that ownership shakes out is going to dictate a lot of what I'm doing because I see them a bit over-owned to start the day. Now, I'm guessing we have way too much Jordan Goodwin on this first run. Sort of. 70% exposure to G.G. Jackson, 65 to John Conchar, 55 to LaRavia, 48 to Scottie Pippen, 25 to Goodwin, 13 to Aldama, 9 to Jaren Jackson. I know that those are extremely different, but the takeaway here is the same. The Memphis Grizzlies are the first true priority that we've talked about. They're owned in a big way. The matchup is awesome. You want to get to a lot here. Where we see that ownership end up from the deeper dive and live before lock rolling up until lock will really dictate where I end up. But this team as a whole is a priority. But give me Jaren Jackson more than anybody else. I'm going to bet on the talent. Okay, let's go to San Antonio. Spurs have everybody healthy. 10% ownership to Vassell, Sochan, and Wemby. Minimal exposure going into anybody else. Wemby and Vassell both got to 10% optimal. I'm neutral on Vassell at 11%, but much like it's been lately for me, I'm going to Victor Wembanyama. $10,600, center only. We got to remember, there's no Nikola Jokic on today's slate. There's no Domantas Sabonis on today's slate. There's no Giannis Antetokounmpo on today's slate. There's no Luka Doncic on today's slate, which means Victor Wembanyama at 1.75 fantasy points per minute is a guy I want to get to. Even if we think he's a little bit higher owned than what we're showing, I got to 25%. I'm very happy to get here. Especially even in a spot against Jaren Jackson, I want to get to Wemby. He's the best per minute performer on the slate. It's not close. And I think he looks great at 10,600. Only other guy that I want is Vassell, however. I mean, Wemby right now, 33% usage, 24% assist rate, and an 18% rebounding rate to go along with 5 projected stocks. Now, the guy we got to the most from San Antonio is Victor Wembanyama in the Stochastic Sims. 19% exposure at just 9% pool ownership. Only got to 5% Vassell. I think that's a little light, but not grading out well for us. I do have him by an extra fantasy point. And then we did get a couple shares of Keldon Johnson at 5,500. I talk about how difficult it is to fill the small forward position. This fills the small forward position. Matchups against Memphis are generally tough. They don't play as slow as you'd expect, and their defense is better than you would expect. But when it comes to Vassell, who's playing 37 minutes a night, and Wemby, who's one of the 5 best per minute performers in the league, you can get to those two guys. Now we got one to talk about. Indiana Pacers. They're 4.5-point underdogs in Golden State. It's a 239 total. It's the highest total on the slate by 10 points. Pacers are at full strength. Warriors are essentially at full strength. Moody's got a Q tag. Doesn't matter. Look at the ownership here, though. 10 to Nesmith. 10 to Nembhard. 15 to Siakam, McConnell, and Halliburton. 20 to Miles Turner. Now I'm getting pieces of all of this. Just under 20% to Nesmith. Right at the field for Nembhard. 15% of Turner, 10% Siakam, 10% McConnell, under the field on Halliburton, which I will continue to be because I don't trust him right now. Got to get to Indy. It's a nice spot. Golden State plays fast enough. Defense is average. Lots going around here. Prices are certainly very viable. It's a team you want to get to, but I don't think you have any individual play you want the most. If you want to get weird and roll the dice on Jalen Smith today, he's 3,700. Keep in mind, dude didn't play a single second last time out, and Isaiah Jackson smashed as the backup center. If you think you know who the backup center is today for the Pacers, whichever one it is, if you think it's one of them, that dude's a great play today. I have no confidence in which one it is, and I think it's a 50-50 shot that you take a bagel if you guess it wrong. Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton, Miles Turner, Andrew Nembhard, and TJ McConnell are all 10% or more optimal in our boom bust tool. There's lots of love for the Pacers today. You should want to get basically a Pacer in everything that you're building. That's how good they look. ...45% exposure in the Stochastic Sim coming into Miles Turner. I don't hate it. 6,500. Looking really good in this matchup. Another 26% to Nembhard, 26% to Tyrese Halliburton, 15 to McConnell, 13 to Siakam, 6 to Nesmith. This is a lot like Memphis. You need to be getting to the Indiana Pacers today. They look good on paper. All of the salaries are in a reasonable range. Halliburton's probably the only guy that's like a little overpriced. That's not stopping the Stochastic Sims. Now, I'm a little bit lighter on Halliburton's projection, that's for sure. Lighter on Turner as well. But I'm still getting to these guys. I love it. I love it. So keep your eyes peeled to Indiana. But this is one of the priority teams for you to get to today. For Golden State, single-digit ownership across the board for the Warriors. The highest owned guy we get to is Steph Curry at 8%. Steph is also the only guy that got to double-digit optimal at 12. I have 28% of Steph. He's 8,600. I only gave him 33 minutes. This is the best matchup you can find in the league. 25th ranked defense, number one in pace, but number two in offense. So games stay close, and you lock yourself into a shootout. If I'm going to get into a shootout with a crappy defense that plays fast, you best believe I want Steph Curry on the other side. So me having 28%, this is the first real stand that I'm taking on a pay-up option that I think I'll be unique for, and I'm more than happy with it. After that, I did get to 11% of Kuminga. I have scattered amounts of the rest of these guys. We're cheering for the over PRA on Pajemski for the prize picks video, but this is Steph season, guys. I'm hitching my wagon to Steph Curry today. Are the Sims? 17% exposure coming in to Steph Curry. That's still 2x the field. Basically not getting to anybody else. So I'm a bit more of a believer in Jonathan Kuminga. But write this one down. Myself, Stochastic Sims, we want you to get to Steph Curry. I also want you to check out Odds Shopper. Should be links in the description of this video to get it. Whether you're playing pick'em sites or sportsbooks, if you're just betting on games, you want to use Odds Shopper. We've shown you guys the data. It's out on Twitter. It's in our Discord. 4% ROI across 40,000 bets for the NBA season. As long as you bet anything that has a positive Odds Shopper rating. This market-based system is working, guys. We give you expected value. We give you expected win rate. We have odds boost evaluators and parlay builders. We've got optimizers for the pick'em sites. We got plays right now. Devin Vassell, under 4.5 rebounds, is plus 110 at Bet365. It's been out there for 45 minutes. 8.9% expected value and a 52% win rate. Don't waste time, guys. Go get it. In fact, right now, if this is still here by the time I click refresh, it is. I don't know who Boo Booey is. I don't know what this thing is, but I'm going to bet this right now while we're on it. 11 Odds Shopper rating, 6% expected value. I'm going to grab this line right now. I don't want to waste it. So I'm going to search for this character. Boo. Booey? Buey? I don't know who or what that is. So we're going under 2.5 threes on whoever the hell that person is. The line is under 2.5 at minus 115. I got it. And I am locking that bet in right now. Done. That's how easy Odds Shopper is. It's that simple. I locked in this play already. 6% expected value. Why sleep on it? You don't have to. Use Odds Shopper. It's the best thing that you can get to, I promise. And it's simple, too. Click join Odds Shopper. It's $15 a week if you want it for everything that I just walked through and talked about, or $49.95 a month. Or if you're signing up through any of these links on the site, you can get it for a month or two for no cost. Very easy, but $14.95 a week. At least check it out, guys, especially right now with all these college basketball games going on, NBA, NHL, baseball starting off. This is a really nice time to check out the Odds Shopper product. And all you have to do is click the link in the description or just go directly to Odds Shopper. But I'd prefer you click the link because then I get credit. LA Clippers, probably the worst spot on today's slate. 13-point favorites in Portland. A 217 total. It's a bad spot across the board. Both teams bottom 10 in pace. Portland's just bad in general. 7% ownership coming into Zubats. That's the highest of anybody on the Clippers. 5.1% optimal to Kawhi Leonard. I got 7% of Zoo and basically nothing else. And as we look at the Clippers here, well, what do you know? 3% of Zubats and one share of Kawhi Leonard. I don't want to play the Clippers today. I think they're the worst team that you can get to. I really do. They are currently 21% owned in the aggregate. Only the Boston Celtics have lower ownership. And that'll... Oh, nope, sorry. And Miami. My apologies. That'll probably change. Like, Boston could look better. As soon as one guy gets ruled out, we probably like Boston more here. But the Clippers look pretty bad. 58% aggregate exposure in this game is the second lowest owned game on today's slate. Because if you hop to Portland, I'm on Team Portland. This is my pivot, even in this horrible game. And I've been getting to these guys a lot lately. It's not changing today. 10% ownership to Scoot, 10 to Simon, single digits to everybody else. Give me 39% Scoot. Give me 26% Simons. Give me 30 to Chris Murray. Don't get excited about that one. That'll go away as we get value today. I want to take a stand on Portland. I think Anthony Simons looks really good. 1.1 fantasy points per minute. We're not going to have Jeremy Grant. We have Simons 14% optimal, 10% owned. That's positive leverage. Now I'm way higher on Scoot than we are. I got him at 0.99 fantasy points per minute. 26% usage, 28% assist rate. The minutes are going to be there for Scoot now. He's in the starting lineup, and he's not supposed to have any sort of limit. So if this game could stay anywhere near competitive, I think you can get north of 30 for Scoot. Chris Murray is simply just a value play at a position that is out there for us. Now, if Thybul's back, maybe we don't like this as much. I do have him in, but I went 29 minutes to Murray, 3,800, small forward only, 0.7 fantasy points per minute, but a value that we just don't have on the slate yet. We only went 28 minutes to Murray, so I assume I won't have anywhere near the 30% I'm showing. But I do see him as a value play that doesn't really exist elsewhere. But I am taking a pretty sizable stand on the Portland Trailblazers right now. The question is that also happening on the Stochastic Sims? No, it is not. 8% exposure to Simons, 2 shares of Murray, 2 shares of Scoot. I'm on an island here, but I think you guys should back me. Simons at 10% on an 8-game slate in that lottery contest going on DraftKings today. Very easy way to get different. Scoot Henderson, 5,400. At that price tag, we're looking for 37 fantasy points. That's 6.8x his salary. That's what we're looking for today out of Scoot. Do I think that that happens? I mean, is that a good spot? No. The Clippers' defense is solid. They play really slow. But the minutes should be there. But we got to keep that eye on the Q tag for Thybul too. The more guys we get out, the better, I think, for Portland. But I got my eye on 3 guys. More than okay getting to DeAndre Ayton. 1.3 fantasy points per minute over the past month. But that price is at the tippy top of where you want it to be for someone like Ayton. And now we close it out, guys. Final game. Philadelphia 76ers, 8.5-point dogs in Los Angeles, taking on the Lakers, 224 total. 10% ownership coming in to Maxey, 15 to Kyle Lowry, single digits everywhere else. Maxey got to 17% optimal. That's some pretty sizable positive leverage. Paul Reed got to 10%. Lowry, a little bit of negative leverage. We're still waiting on the status of Tobias Harris, who is questionable and has missed the previous 3 games. If he's in, he's not all that interesting. I'm still getting to 17% of Maxey. I'm getting to 10% Paul Reed. That power forward eligibility changes everything for Reed. And then I got to 15% of Kyle Lowry, who is just a value MPE at 0.8 fantasy points per minute. Nothing exciting for Philly other than Maxey, but enough that we have to like pay attention to them a little bit here against the Lakers. We got to 27% Tyrese Maxey. That, to me, is looking like one of the guys that are going to be on the co-core when we take a look at it. 13% exposure to Lowry, 8 to Paul Reed. So we're in similar agreement. The 3 guys that I got to double digits of, we're getting to double digits of in the Stochastic Sims. But keep your eyes on Tyrese Maxey today in this spot against the Lakers. That would be the priority. And it'll look even better if we happen to lose Tobias Harris. Finally, for the Lakers, it's very easy. 12% ownership to AD. Nothing to anybody else. 4 to LeBron James. AD got to 8.5% optimal. That's the highest as well. I got to 12% on AD. I actually thought I was going to have a lot here because of the power forward eligibility. Just doesn't appear to be the case. Philly plays pretty slow. Defense is not great, but you know, probably bottom 10. But these guys are priced at 10-3 and 10-2. Gone are the days where these guys were in the mid-9s. So I don't think that I can take a giant stand on AD. And this is another reason why I'm just as interested in going to Victor Wembanyama in a matchup against Memphis when he's 2.25 fantasy points per minute better than Anthony Davis. Stochastic Sims. 3%. Oh, that's the wrong Lakers, or that's the wrong Los Angeles team. I was like, ah, it doesn't make sense. 6% exposure to AD. Nobody else. So I think we can go ahead and ignore it. What we want to do now, though, is figure out where I'm at and where the Sims are so that we can get an idea of who the best plays are for today. So my most exposed plays for today. Oh, I just froze my sheet. That's fine. I can close everything quickly and get it back open before we get to it. And if you haven't hit the like button yet, guys, please do so. Hitting the like button helps me out a ton. And it's the one thing that makes my ego feel better. Because when I see the likes go up, I get happier. Okay. I got one workbook open again. I've got two workbooks open again. Now I could actually look at my own exposures. So I'm going to try to cross-reference this and give you guys the goods. I'm going to make a little list for myself, and then we can see. Steph Curry is definitely going to be one of the plays that are on both lists. Who else? I'm trying to find names. There's not a lot of overlap here, guys. Victor Wembanyama. Not Jaren Jackson. Not Lu Dort. Not CJ McCollum. Not Aaron Nesmith. I think I only overlap on like three guys. I don't have as much G.G. Jackson. I don't have as much John Conchar, Laravia. I don't have as much Miles Turner. So what I thought was going to create a big list didn't. So I'm going to give you my three favorite plays that are in line with the Stochastic Sims today. They are all pay-up options, but I think there's enough value out there on an eight-game slate that it's not going to be a problem. The three guys that I want you guys to focus on for today are Steph Curry. Matchup against the Pacers doesn't get much better. Victor Wembanyama, matchup against the Memphis Grizzlies, they're barely an NBA team. And Tyrese Maxey, does it look great going up against the Lakers? Sort of. I'm happy to see it. If Tobias Harris is out, it looks even better. But even with Tobias Harris in, those three guys, Curry, Wemby, and Maxey, are priorities to me and priorities coming out of the Stochastic Sims to start the day. As always, if we get more information throughout the day, these bits of information are subject to change. But if we're starting it off like that, they are the three primary pay-up options that I will be looking for on today's slate. Now, let's look at the number one lineup on the Stochastic Sims to start the day. That is Jordan Goodwin, Andrew Nembhard, Jake Laravia, G.G. Jackson, Kelly Olynyk, Tyrese Halliburton, John Conchar, and Victor Wembanyama. For you guys, we're going to run FanDuel. Oh, no. Chandre says Maxey is getting locked tonight. Do you mean in your lineups or by the Lakers? Because if you're trying to tell me you like Maxey, I'm going to re-record that and fade him. If you're saying that he is going to get D'd up by the Lakers, then I feel great about playing him. So can you elaborate a little bit so we know whether we're fading you in either direction? Because your opinions are generally wrong, so we want to make sure that we get it. All right, let's run the FanDuel Sims now. Remember, FanDuel, 5-game slate. DraftKings, 8-game slate. Locked by the Lakers. All right, there you go, guys. Chandre put the stamp of approval on it. Tyrese Maxey, as we just mentioned, one of the best plays that you can get to today. Now that we know that he thinks he's going to get locked by the Lakers, we can never be more confident in the things that we're going to do. Hope you guys have a good weekend. It's supposed to pour here tomorrow. So it's do things around the house that have been getting put off, like changing out all the light bulbs that I've been lazy about. We've got to clean the fridge, which just has so many condiments in it. Maybe sort out the old pantry. Do a little bit of work there. Got some cleaning to do. A little spring cleaning this weekend. All right. Now, we've generated our 5,000 lineup pool. Now I can simulate the... Wait, did I do this? I did it for DraftKings, not FanDuel. Whoops. All right, let's generate the FanDuel 5,000 lineup pool this time. Hey, boss, I appreciate that, man. That's a compliment that I like. I feel like I could put together a decent minute. Alrighty. Now, let's simulate the lineups for FanDuel for tonight. Let's try this again. Pinstripe. Last slate of the season. You making the transition over to baseball? I don't think I'm really doing much baseball, if any, until probably like May, but I don't know that to be for sure. I'd like to. I'll definitely play any baseball slates that have like 50K up top. And if they sneak it like, you know, opening day or whatever, if we get 100K or something, I will certainly be firing away there. I have not built out any of my stuff yet for baseball. I'm hoping that I could just resuscitate my sheet from last year, but I usually prefer to rebuild from scratch, which I've been doing for the past 6 years. I just, you know, you learn new things in Excel and clean it up. All right, almost have the results for FanDuel, and then we can get out of here. So if you haven't hit that like button yet, please do so. If you haven't signed up for DraftKings Pick 6 yet, please do so. Links are all in the description. Odd Shopper, though, would be my biggest recommendation of anything. All righty. Number one lineup on FanDuel, Scottie Pippen, Jordan Goodwin, Caris LeVert, Isaac Okoro, John Conchar, Bruce Brown, Victor Wembanyama, Kelly Olynyk, and Rudy Gobert. If we favorite the top 150 lineups from an exposure perspective, it's Scottie Pippen. It's Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, and G.G. Jackson in the 60s. Conchar to 50. Oshae Akpaji to 40, SGA, Grady Dick, Devin Vassell, and Isaac Okoro all into the 30s. And there we have it, everybody. Opening day is $15, 100K to first. All right. Well, I know what I'll be doing there. There we go. So schedule's on the screen for you guys. We're done here. We've packed in another week. It's been good. It's been fun. I'm back for the deeper dive later tonight. Prize Picks video is already out. Follow me on Pickit, P-I-K-K-I-T, if you want my Prize Picks cards and anything that I'm putting down from a bets perspective. I want to say that I put down 20 bets or so when I built out this slate earlier today. You can get them all right now if you want to go check them out. But yeah, come watch the deeper dive. Have a good Friday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. That'll be the best part of anything. And I will talk to you guys later today. Thank you for watching it. This was the NBA Strategy Show.